Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining us this evening on your half-hour inspirational program. This, in fact, is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show airs on Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us, and for the new listeners, we welcome you all to finding some hope and inspiration as you seek God's will in either of these programs. We're going to pause for a moment and invite the presence of God into our programming this evening. Father, we thank you and we present you to all of our listening audience, even the newcomers that have come on board to follow this program. Thank you so very much. These and other blessings we ask, that you would feed the people with what they need according to your grace and your mercy. In Christ's name we pray and thank you. Amen. All right. Tonight, last week we had a very powerful show, I thought, in terms of, dealing with walking with God. We talked about Enoch and how important that was for people. And I just want to do a basic recap on some of that, you know, as we dealt with walking with God, how Enoch walked with God. And I mentioned several principles on how you too can walk with God. I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to that broadcast in its entirety, the whole program, and see how you too can have that walk with God. Sometimes it's not always easy, and that's what we need to realize, that being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, is not always an easy thing. But it could be a doable thing, and sometimes it's going to be very challenging. And that's one of the things that we need to realize, is that it can be a challenge to follow the voice of God, to actually be out there and try your best to be one of His children, be one of His followers. It's not at all always an easy thing. But, you know, just like anything else, sometimes it takes the newness that comes on for individuals to discover that, you know, this is a new journey, this is a new experience. So, you know what, let me give it a shot. Let me give it a shot. I can't perhaps do any worse than what I'm doing. I mean, you just got to really, really decide that, you know what, I'm going to follow Christ no matter what. And it becomes a decision that you make. It becomes that decision to say, well, you know what? I don't think I can go wrong. Or I've been trying it my way. Let me now try it a different way. Well, last week, that's what our program was about. It was walking with God. I gave you several scriptures to look at, and I just want to reiterate some of the pointers that I made on last week. I really want to just do a reiteration of that. Tonight's topic is, are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? Last week was walking with God, and now this week we're asking the question, are you walking with God? And, you know, it's not a question that you got to answer to me. It's more something that you will want to answer to yourself. Walking with God, we talked about, and I begin with scripture in Genesis 5:21 through 24 about Enoch's walk with God. The Bible doesn't give us a great deal about Enoch, but it does give us some information. And the desire here in terms of walking with God, or asking yourself, am I walking with God? Are you walking with God? Once again, the goal here is to desire a change in your life, a change for the better in your life. Number one, we mentioned study of his holy word. The study of his holy word. Enoch, you know, the Bible tells us, had a walk with God. He walked with God. And I'm going to encourage you all, just as I did last week, to walk with God, to by studying his word, get into his word on a daily basis. You see, Enoch got to know God, and that's one of the beginning components of being able to walk with God. Number two, align yourself with God's plan or God's will, not the other way around. Align yourself with God's plan, not asking God to align himself with your plan. You see, I mentioned before that the manufacturer knows more about the product than the product knows about the manufacturer. So God being our manufacturer, our creator, I mean, it's clear he knows more about us than we know about him. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to align ourselves with God's plan. And so that, because he knows better for us, we must learn to get in rhythm with God. Amos 3:3, I want you to read that. Write it down, Amos 3:3. Keys to how Amos talks about aligning ourselves with God. Now, Enoch established this relationship with God. How can two walk together unless they agree? You know, that became the question. How can two walk together unless they agree? Number three, pleasing God is also key to walking with God, as Enoch did. So how do you please God? How do you please God? One way to please God is, like, go to 1 Peter 2:19 through 20, and it talks about meekness. Another way to please God deals with obedience, Colossians 3:20. Another way is worshiping God and helping others. This is found in Hebrews 13:15 through 16. And then we give you another one, a fourth way in pleasing God is giving generously, financially, to the work of the kingdom. You can find that in Philippians 4:17 through 18. Once again, pleasing God is also key to walking with God, as Enoch did. So how do you please God? And here again we say one way, 1 Peter, meekness. 1 Peter 2:19 through 20, obedience, Colossians 3:20. Because the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Number three, the third way is worshiping God and helping others. That's found in Hebrews 13:15 through 16. And then a fourth way is giving generously, financially, to the work of the kingdom, Philippians 4:17 through 18. Now, another way of walking with God, being a witness for God, certainly pleased him through not only our testimony, but throughout the lifestyle we live. This is how we serve as a witness for God. We serve as a witness of God, to God, by our lifestyles that we live. People are watching Christians and how we live our lives. This is a witness and testimony to God, and people know what you are doing, and above all, God knows. And then finally, I want to say that in order to walk with God, you need faith. Faith is the key. Faith is definitely the key. The Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we all know what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. So we know that faith is it's walking with God, but it's having faith that if you ask of something, if you believe with your heart, then that thing will take place. So we need to be aware of that when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our life, when it comes to our walk with God. All right, now we're going to focus on the question tonight. Are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? And we're going to have some scriptures on that as well. I want you to take a look at Colossians. We talked about Colossians earlier. Therefore, if you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught. This is a revised version, Colossians 2, 6, and 7. You know, as you pray, as you study God's holy word, it becomes paramount, it becomes very important that begin to do this more often, and as you do it more often, as he talks about even when you, the communion, as you do this more often, it's in remembrance of me. And that's what we need to be focusing on. It's having that connection with God, having that connection with Jesus Christ, getting closer and closer and closer. So I want you to take a look at that scripture, Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Walk in the word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is found in Psalms 119, 105. You know, walking in the word, you know, that's walking with God. You know, as you begin to, you know, let me let my lifestyle reflect this. Rather than me getting angry, rather than me having this temperament out here that's bad, that's negative, let me keep in mind, you know, what would Jesus want me to do? What would, how can I change my lifestyle? You know, walk in the Word of God. And certainly living in perilous times where Christians need to reflect. We really do. We need to reflect on, you know, getting things really, really done. So that becomes paramount. Walk in the Word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, Psalms 119:105. And one of the best ways to get to know God is through reading the Bible. I mean, that's his word, his holy word. And I believe that if you read this with comprehension, with, you know, a mind to where you want to know, I believe that you will begin to understand things that perhaps were dark to you in the past, as you begin to open up his word. So I want you to think on that, you know, and then I'm going to give you more word, more ways to walk in the word. You know, in addition to reading the Bible, you can certainly listen to their spiritual programs out there all over the place that you can listen to and get a sermon that not only preaches the word but teaches the word. So you may want to look at some of those. I would also say watch the company that you keep. If you're married, you know, spend time in prayer with your spouse, praying one for each other, praying together. You know, that becomes important. Don't just pray individually all the time, and that's important as well. But I think it becomes important that you pray together by touching hands with each other, joining in hands, and, you know, touching in agreement to pray to God. The Bible tells us that where there's two or three gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of them. And I think that becomes so important because we're living in times now where people are even going to church in separate cars. It's almost as if we don't have the time or the patience to spend that quality time with each other. Let me tell you something. If you're not spending that quality time, you'll hear this on my relationship show. If you're not spending that quality time with each other, then you're setting up time to fail, to bring failure to your marriage or your relationship. because that quality time becomes paramount. Doing things together is vitally important. So it's the same way with the relationship with God. If you're not spending time with him, then you're going to begin to drift away from God, and then other things are becoming to, because of this drifting, other things are going to become a distraction from you being having your walk with God. So tonight, we're asking the question, are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? Last week, once again, we talked about walking with God and the importance of that. And we gave you scriptures on that. We talked about Enoch, his walk with God. And Enoch did not die. God took him. He was just that close to God. He was just, he apparently found a way to please God. And I believe that in this day and time, I mean, I can't often say to you there's a guarantee that you will never die. Like Enoch never died, but I can tell you that if you have a genuine walk with God, I believe that you will have eternal life when Christ returns to take his children home. So it becomes vitally important that you spend that quality time with each other, holding hands, praying one for another. If you're dating, if you're having intentions of getting married, it's also important to be praying about that relationship now. Don't wait till later, but be praying about it now. Watch the company that you associate with when it comes to your study of the Word, when you come to your answering the question, are you walking with God? Because even the programming that you watch on television, if it's things that are unbecoming to Christ, you know, ask yourself, would this be a program that I want Jesus to sit down and watch with me? You know, if there's language in there that's not appropriate, if there's certain sexual misconduct, inappropriate, you know, is this a program that I would feel comfortable with Jesus watching with me? You know, that I want God in my home, that because I'm trying to walk with him now, is this really appropriate? So when you begin to ask these questions from that walk with God, the answer will come right at you. You'll know the answer. And again, even avoid your certain people who are negative when it comes to your walk with God. Your walk with God should be one that there's peace, there's tranquility, there's power. I mean, you're becoming like a new creature. I mean, it's those old things become dim. What may have seemed to have been things that are exciting and glorifying, where it may have been an offense to some people or some negativity. Be careful, you know, in what you're allowing to go into your head and to your mind, and be careful what you're presenting out there as well. That becomes important with your walk with God, you know, and ask, you know, again, I say to you, ask yourself the question, are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? So we've given you several things here to think about. You know, the study of his word, get into his word, get you a study Bible, get into a ministry, you know, listening to a sermon that not only I say preaches, but teaches you the word of God, something that can give you reference to, something, get you some other supplemental material that you can believe in. You can ask a minister to refer you to something or to make a recommendation on supplemental material to help you understand the word of God, to bring that word to life for you. So there are several different things that can be done for you to get more into the word of God and get a clearer and better understanding of his word. I mean, just do that. Watch the people that are negative, because that's what's going to come at you. Watch what you present to other people. That's what's going to come at you. Listen to audio, you know, of the Bible on cassette, you know, or CD. But find a way. Put this into you, into your spirit. Learn those, you know, find God's promises. God has over 3,500 promises out there for us. And whenever you're going through your moments, then, you know, we'll put God's word back to him, you see. And because the thing is, God's word cannot return to him void. So if you find one of his promises that, you know, when you're feeling, having that discouraging day, you put God's word back to him and say, you know, God, you said that you would never leave or forsake me. And God, I believe that. I believe that you're never going to leave me or forsake me. I believe that you exist right here with me. I believe that you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. And so, God, I'm going to believe that. I'm just having a bad day, a bad moment, and I'm going to trust you, O Lord, that you're going to bring me out of this situation. So, you know, you got to believe that with all your heart. And, I mean, it's going to be dark out there, and it's going to be dim, and it's going to be, you're just going to sometimes seem like, you know what, this isn't cutting it for me. This really isn't cutting it for me. This God thing, this walk with God, you know, I told you at the opening of the show, it's not always going to be easy. It's not. And you're going to find, you know, what you allow into your world of that walk with God. You're going to find that there's going to be a number of distractions that come along. You may even have distractions from your spouse. You may have distractions from your significant other. You'll be somebody in the church that say something that caused you to just feel offended. But then, you know, you got to wonder, that is that the ploy of the enemy? Am I giving the enemy power by allowing myself to be distracted? The more and more you get closer to God and you learn his word and you become impacted with his word in a positive way, the enemy will start to resist you. He will start to flee from you because just as Christ said, and Christ was so connected to his Father that he knew the word. See, there's power in the word of God. And once you present that powerful word that out there, you know, just like Jesus said, flee from me. You know, it is written that the devil shall not tempt the Lord thy God. And you know, you can tell the devil, flee from me, you know, with one of God's scriptures. And he trembles at the word of Christ, you know, at the name of Christ. And he's going to leave you alone. He's going to leave you for that time. But he's going to keep trying to come back. And then the more you're into the word, the more equipped you become to present the word back out there. So when someone is negative coming into your life, you will know that. You will know that because you're having this walk with God that it's in your spirit now. You will know. You will even know when there's danger ahead because you're having that walk with God. You will know when it's time to take a flight, meaning leave a certain area, you know, because you can feel it in your spirit. That's having that walk with God. And I'm not just telling you stuff that I've read about. I'm telling you stuff I've experienced. Because when you have that daily walk with God, God is walking with you daily. You know, we talked about Enoch and how important that was. And, you know, and when you start to please God, you know, you got that faith. And the Bible tells us that without faith it's impossible to please God. When you got that faith, you know that the devil has come along and it keeps coming at you from time to time, trying to affect your job, your health, your spouse, your marriage, your children, anything. But you maintain that strength and that faith and that trust in God. Let me tell you something. After a while, the devil's going to be like, you know what, I can't get to this girl. I can't get to this guy. You know what, let me just go to the next one. And then he'll say, once in a while, he'll try to come back, you know, at your weakest moment when you may have just had an argument with your spouse. He's going to try to come in there. But you start to give him power when you succumb to what he wants you to succumb to. When you go on and you bash in your significant other, you know, when you all are just holding that wrath, you're giving power to the enemy. And that's what he wants. He rejoices with that. But see, you know, and we're going to do a show on that one, being whose side are you on? And, you know, and that's going to be a very powerful show that we're talking about. But let me just tell you now, walking with God means studying his word daily, getting to know those scriptures, bringing those scriptures to life in your mind, in your heart. And just with what David and some of the other Bible characters went through, knowing that you're walking with God and they gain deliverance, you can gain deliverance too. The Bible is our guide, and that's what we need. The Bible is our guide, and we've got to go on that. And so when we do, then we can turn around and say, you know what, when we are able to stand, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the situation is, when we're able to stand, then, you know, you may be able to answer that affirmatively, that I'm walking with God. I believe I'm walking with God. And I want to go back just a moment, if I may, And I want to address, I want to reiterate what we talked about on last week one more time, because I think that that becomes so important, and that is Enoch's walk with God, walking with God. I gave you the scriptures, Genesis 5, 21 through 24, about Enoch's walk with God. I told you the goal was a desire to change and to bring about change in your life. And I gave you four different ways, well, five actually. Study of God's holy word, just Enoch got to know God. Align yourself with God, not the other way around. God is not to align himself with your will, but align yourself with God's will. And through that, we must learn to get into God's rhythm. Amos 3:3 talks about the keys to how we can align ourselves with God. Enoch established that now. He established that relationship with God, and the question became, how can two walk together unless they agree? Pleasing God. I gave you four points on pleasing God, and I'll reiterate those. 1 Peter 2:19 through 20 talks about meekness. Make sure you get that. The second one is obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Colossians 3:20. Worshiping God, the third way, and helping others. That's Hebrews 13:15 through 16. And then the fourth one, giving generously, financially to the work of the kingdom. Philippians 4:17 through 18. Now, those were the ways to please God. Now, the other is walking with God. The fourth way for walking with God is being a witness for God. Certainly pleased God. Through not only our testimony, but throughout the lifestyle that we live. Remember I shared with you earlier, people are looking at you as a Christian, and they know what you do on your job. They know what you do at the club. They know what you do other places. Again, the question is, place, am I experiencing something that I will invite Christ to be with me on, or do I need Christ to remain outside the door until I go do my thing over here? You know, and let me tell you something. The people are watching you, and what label you call yourself or attach yourself to, and above all, God knows. God knows. And then the last thing that we talked about on last week was faith, having the faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I want you to make sure you get that. And tonight, I want you to be able to answer that question. Are you walking with God? And if you're not walking with God, then I want you to please start your walk with God by getting into his word. I think that that's the beginning. And I think that you can pray also and ask God, God, please. That might be, prayer should be the first thing. Praying and asking God to guide you and help you to have that relationship with him. And he's willing. He's with outstretched arms. He wants you to have that. So, you know, and find a way to please God. You know, and oftentimes, you know, we try to please our spouse. We try to please our children. Some children try to please their parents. But I believe that if you can please God, all of these other things will be added into us. I really believe that. You know, learn to walk in an attitude of prayer, you know, where there's like a song of meditation always on your heart, that you're thinking about God. You know, you're really thinking about him instead of thinking about the boogie music all the time or something along those lines. Think about a meditative, you know, a meditation. It could be a thought. It can be music, a song. But think along those ways. You know, have that attitude of togetherness with God, with your walk. And let me tell you, you know, you will become a different creature out here, one that becomes close to God, one that's pleasing God, and one that's acceptable to God. You know, tell others about, you know, and sometimes when you're starting to go that way with that new attitude, other people are going to begin to see that change in you, because now you're not hanging out with the people that were negative ones. And see, your lifestyle becomes a lamp unto them and unto a dark world where people were like, wow, gee, he's really changed or she's really changed. You know, I like that new spirit that they're demonstrating. Well, we're out of time, actually. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. I'm going to encourage you all to think about that question that we have for tonight's show. Are you walking with God? And remember, you will know if you're walking with God if you can answer questions like, what did I do yesterday? Did anything I do yesterday or last week or last was not pleasing to God? And then, is there anything I'm doing today that's pleasing to God? Then you will know if you are truly walking with God. Well, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, we'll be right back here next Friday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Until either next Tuesday or until next Friday, I tell you to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.